Thank you, and I'm very pleased that you made an effort to be interactive in your remarks. I think that's the intention of this afternoon's discussion, so I'm grateful for that and for your remarks. I think before we move on to other speakers on the list, there are a few points that I want to lay out for you right now. This is a complex subject. Our study of this in the last few years has shown us that there is a variety of views. There is, in fact, a lack of common understanding of some basic factual dimensions of the issue, whether these systems exist, in what form, whether they are on their way or not, what are the characteristics, how do we define them, etc. So this complexity, this diversity of views implies that we have to move in a systematic manner, building common understanding as we go along. So each little win, each little step forward in building a common understanding helps enlarge the basis for future work. And this is the strategic approach I've taken to preparations for this meeting. Now, I've heard a few mention that yes, CCW is a good forum, but there are other aspects and there are other forums. So I have a very smart colleague here in Geneva who deals with those other forums, including the Human Rights Council. Many of you don't wear two hats. I only wear a single turban when I do. So I'm not in a position to talk about what happens in other forums. And my sense from the three interventions that we heard today referring to those discussions is that this discussion is without prejudice to, is in parallel with whatever other considerations are there in other forums, whether it's the ITU, whether it is the forums in New York, or any other forum. I think that's helpful because it lays down the reality of the situation for us. So here we are in the CCW, an instrument of international humanitarian law, as the ICRC also pointed out yesterday, and as, in fact, if there's one point that's common in all the statements, is that. So I think that's an appropriate forum, and we may have, I think, different perceptions about the pace at which we are moving, the manner in which we are moving, but that's the nature of the beast. The nature of the multilateral beast, the nature of the arms control disarmament discussions today, and also the nature of this technology and its implications. So I think what we are trying to do today is to build, pick up some common threads from the points about these three dimensions. And once we are through with the list of speakers, I'll push you a little bit on that. There's nothing to be afraid of because we are not negotiating anything. So we are trying to squeeze something out of a discussion mandate so that we build a little more common understanding which permits us to continue to make progress on this issue because that's what most of you demand. That's what, you know, a range of speakers from the German ambassador to our Cuban colleague and others have said we require. On the draft that you're going to see tomorrow, now I heard some contradictory advice that go ahead as the chair with some summaries, or you know, hope we can have some agreement on. So here's the plan I have, and this I was hoping to share with you tomorrow, but maybe you can reflect over it tonight. I hope to have, as our Cuban colleague put it, a short factual report which we will all agree on, hopefully. And in that report, I hope to have a few brief sets of recommendations and conclusions. That will help us move forward, I believe. I don't think we are in a position, going back to what our Cuban colleagues said, and that we are in a position to draw conclusions about consensus on anything. I think that's not what we are supposed to do this week. So there is no consensus about anything, I want to assure her, because we are not doing consensus about anything. So we are drawing some common threads that can continue to hold this discussion together, that can expand the common ground, and that gives us a basis for continuing this discussion and taking it to perhaps a more mature, slightly more mature stage. Now, this is not easy given the diversity of views we have, so I'll need your help that we do not overload or overstretch this brief capturing of the common ground. So, but that's for tomorrow. Let's continue with our list of speakers in this interactive debate. We have our colleague from Egypt, who's been waiting patiently. You have the floor.